From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, September 8th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Grammy winner Ani DiFranco about her career. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois' two U.S. senators are outraged over the hold on confirming and promoting members of the military, and they blame one fellow senator. IPM News Washington, D.C. reporter Linda Kenyon has the story.
He's Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, and for several months he's placed a hold on roughly 300 military promotions as a protest over the Defense Department's abortion policy. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin calls it outrageous.
This is an illustration of the Senate at its worst.
While fellow Illinois Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth says when it comes to abortion policy,
the military is not providing abortions.
The military is offering to cover travel expenses. Some of the promotions being held up, the heads of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. And that, says Senator Durbin, threatens national security.
I think what's happening on the floor of the Senate is not only dangerous, but it is insulting.
In Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon reporting.
More than 6 million individuals are living with Alzheimer's in the United States. IPM reporter May Antar has more on what one organization is doing to bring those numbers down.
The Alzheimer's Association is holding one of its first Illinois Walks to End Alzheimer's Saturday morning at Urbana's Meadowbrook Park. Scott Burnsmeyer is chair for the annual walk. He says raising money for research is imperative.
The money is designated towards really kind of making a push towards really helping find these drugs, continue to educate, support, and help people that are in dire need of it.
While we are in the era of treatment for Alzheimer's, Burnsmeyer hopes the research they fund will find a cure. May Antar, IPM News.
A royal member of a tribe in Sierra Leone is in Champaign-Urbana this week. As IPM reporter Owen Henderson tells us, she's here to visit family and raise support for people in her ancestral homeland.
Born in West Virginia to an African father and a white mother, Sarah Culberson was adopted as a child. At 11 years old, she learned her lineage makes her a princess in Sierra Leone. After seeing the country's devastation from a decade-long civil war, the princess started the Sierra Leone Rising Foundation to help residents there.
We dug 9 wells with World Hope, which is an organization that works with Rotary a lot. And we dug 9 wells that are serving approximately 12,000 people with clean drinking water.
In addition to visiting family, Princess Culberson will address the Rotary Conference in Champaign on Saturday about their work with the Sierra Leone Rising Foundation. Aside from clean water, her foundation provides access to menstrual hygiene products, computers, and solar-powered lanterns. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Grammy winner Ani DiFranco about her career. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece original series Vandervolk, based on Nicholas Freeling's legendary crime thrillers, returns to WILL-TV this month. In season 3, Piet Vandervolk, played by Mark Warren, welcomes 2 new sergeants to the team, including a technical whiz and an impulsive hotshot. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 3, plus the show's first 2 seasons, with WILL Passport. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more about this exclusive member benefit.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Singer-songwriter, guitarist, and feminist Ani DiFranco performs Saturday at El Nora, the guitar festival at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The Grammy winner created her own record company, Righteous Babe Records, in 1990. She's released more than 20 studio albums featuring folk, funk, hip-hop, jazz, soul, and electronica. Before leaving New Orleans for her fall tour, Ani spoke by phone with IPM's Kimberly Cronick.
The girls were hovering above my head like gulls with their...
Good morning, Ani.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thanks for having me on.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to?
I haven't played in a little while. I feel excited just to be playing music again. The experience of making music, of playing, of singing, and sort of hearing or sensing the spirit enter the room, you know, which is not something I feel like I can dictate or just make happen, but it's something that happens if I just allow it to happen, just try to connect with myself and connect with other people.
Of course, you're a proud feminist icon whose music is personal and political, so let's just dig in. Legal access to abortion across the country is no longer right.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating to young women who find themselves with unwanted pregnancy, any age woman who find themselves with an unwanted pregnancy and is forced to procreating. So I think really the only way to get it off the table as this political game played with women's lives is to make a constitutional amendment. That is my long-range vision, and I know I'm not alone in it. And all I can hope is that, you know, this backsliding is the last gasp of the old guard and the old way.
Are you in New Orleans right now?
I am, yep.
Okay.
About to leave on this tour here.
Yeah, so what's it like for you professionally and on the home front as you prepare to go on tour?
I mean, it's hard because I'm a parent too, so that's always hard, reaching escape velocity. And, you know, it's hard on the kids too. It's hard on the whole family unit to have the coming and going mom.
Don't even think for a second I had any idea. I thought you'd always want me like I wanted you.
I absolutely I loved your memoir, No Walls and the Recurring Dream, from 2019. My wife gave it to me for my birthday. So in your book, you know, you start off with your childhood. How does what you experienced as a child growing up in the family you grew up with inform the way you parent your children today?
I mean, I was a super independent kid right from the beginning. I was empowered. I mean, I can picture my mother saying, I respect your judgment, you know, figure it out, you know, and that impacted me very deeply. You know, I think that kind of treatment came very early on for me. So I became very self-sufficient, very independent, and I've sort of treated my kids much the same way. You know, I've got really independent, self-sufficient kids. You know, I mean, I think one of the main diseases in the family culture I grew up in was non-communication, silence, avoidance.
You can't hide behind social graces. You don't try to be all touchy-feely, 'cause you lie in my face of all places. But I got no problem with that, really.
When I first started putting feminism in my songs and including my anger in my songs, you know, I started getting the charge of angry woman. She's an angry woman. She's an angry woman. The me that moved through the world was very smiley, very friendly, very not able to show her anger at all. You know, so it was very ironic that that was how I was labeled. You know, I almost feel like I had to, you know, exorcise, if you will, my mother's anger. All of that had to move through me, as it does generationally, you know, before I could even get to my own feelings. Because, you know, my mother was the only woman in the architecture department at MIT in the 60s. And then she was a woman in a man's world, you know, trying to, you know, work 10 times as hard to get anywhere in the professional world of architecture. And then she came home and she was the wife, the mother, the housekeeper, the cook, the cleaner, all of it. And it was too much.
And I know what all the fighting was for. And I just want you to understand that I'm not angry anymore. No,
So there's a story about this Lebanese restaurant.
I was very young, and I was in New York City, and I had no money, and so I was busking on the street, and myself and my friend thought, well, let's go where people have money. We literally went to the financial district and started singing on the street, and we sang hour after hour, and very little money hit our guitar case. So we're trudging back up to the village, and there's, a Lebanese diner that was closing. The metal gate was halfway down, but we were starving, and there was nothing around, and we poked our heads under the gate, and we're like, can we get a falafel? Ah, okay, come on in. Got up from their table in their closed diner and went and made us a falafel, and then saw the guitars and said, play us a song. And we played them a song, and they passed, aluminum tray around, and we made 5 times as much money as we had all day up till then.
You were fresh off the boat from Virginia. Here in New York City under my belt. We met in a dream when we were both 19. I remember where we were standing. I remember how it felt. Two little girls growing out of their draining bras. This little girl breaks furniture. This little girl breaks laws. Two girls together.
Ani DeFranco, thank you for your music, your songs, your activism, your independence, and your interdependence. And today, thank you for speaking with me.
Kimberly, thank you so much. I love the way you ended that. Independence and interdependence, hand in hand. Amen.
Singer-songwriter, guitarist, and feminist Ani DeFranco performs at Elnora the Guitar Festival at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, September 9th. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a supporter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, May Antar, Owen Henderson, and Kimberly Chronic. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.